It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books The Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Knipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimus Pub, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
Back at the field house on the campus of Mason County High School in Maysville, we have the boys' half of the girls' boys' doubleheader in the first round of the Section 6 of the 2024 Kentucky 2A Basketball Championship between Rowan County and Mason County. Hello, everyone. This is Randy Stacy for WIVY Sports. Girls' game ended with Mason County winning 67-60. Now we got the boys' contest. Mason County Royals 7-5 under Brian Kirk, and the Rowan County Vikings 8-5 under Coach Sean Thacker. We'll come back with the lineups and more after this on WIVY.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We just wanted to take some time to thank all our loyal customers for a wonderful 23 and wish you all the best in the new year. Winter is here and now is a good time to get ready. Big Four has all you need to stay warm, from pellets for your wood stove to the wood stove itself. We have all kinds of heaters, heat tapes, and so much more to keep you cozy and comfy. Get these projects started off right and come see us at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Aces is the helpful place.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Regardless of the cold temperatures outside, you'll find lots of hot grocery buys inside at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA boneless beef bottom round roast, specially priced, only $3.99 a pound. Selected varieties of Dole salad blends, just two for $5. And speaking of just $5, Kraft premium shapes macaroni and cheese dinners are four for only $5. These and many more specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA in downtown Moorhead.
Caskey's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hardworking machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Earlier this season, Round County defeated Mason County in the season opener for both teams back at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Round County won that one 86-77. For Mason County, they got 30 points from Caden Reed. From Blake Reed. 22 from Jake Feldhaus and 11 from Braylon Hamilton. Round County got 33 points from Colby Wilburn and 24 from Braden Myers. Again, Mason County, coached by Brian Kirk, 7-5. Since 1998, they lead Round County 15-9 in the series. At one guard will be Caden Reed, 5'11 and a junior, averaging 14.5 points and 3.7 rebounds. At another guard, Blake Reed, 6-foot senior, averaging 19.3 points and 5.4 rebounds. And Braylon Hamilton at a guard, the 6-foot senior, averages 11.8 points and 2.6 rebounds. In the front court, Jake Feldhaus, 6'4", a sophomore, averaging 11.8 points and a team-high 7.2 rebounds. And Cole Horch, a 6'3", junior, averaging 3.8 points and 3.8 rebounds. So it's Caden and Blake Reed, Braylon Hamilton at the guards, Jake Feldhaus and Cole Horch at the forwards for Mason County. For Round County, with its regular lineup of Deshaun Watson at a guard, a 6'1 senior, averaging 9.1 points and 5.3 rebounds. At a guard, Jason Ingles, a 5'8 junior, averaging 5.1 points, 1.2 rebounds. And at a guard, Braden Myers, 6'1 and a senior, averaging 15.4 points and 4.1 rebounds. The forwards, Weston Maxey, a 6'2 senior, averaging 4.9 points, 2.6 rebounds. And Colby Wilburn, a 6'3 senior, averaging 19.3 points, and 4.1 rebounds. So it's Watson, Ingles, and Braden Myers at the guards, Maxey and Wilburn at the forwards. Mason County and Round County for a spot in the semifinals of the Section 6 2A Championship Tournament. We'll be back with that after this. 2-minute break here on WIVY.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber!
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Bring it in, fire
Brown County in the road green uniforms, white numbers, gold letters, numbers with gold trim, letters with white trim, and they'll be moving right to left as we view things courtside behind the scorer's table at the old field house, the historic field house as they call it. Mason County, I tell you what, they're being sacrilegious here for all the great Mason County fans through the years. They have no royal blue on their uniforms. They have a dark blue, and the numbers are actually white, but you know, have a blue trim. Anyway, so a little bit of a different look for the Royals. Of course, you heard a familiar name there, Jake Feldhaus. He was he's the son of Darren Feldhaus, former Kentucky Wildcat. But Feldhaus is going to step in to jump it up against Maxie. Tell you what, every time they list Feldhaus at a certain height, you see him the next time and he looks taller. I think he's gone from 6'4 above that to 6'5 or 6'6. 10th region officiating crew. In the air, tap is controlled by Round County. Well, that was a bad toss. And Round County throws it away. Bounces it down the sidelines. Should never have played. They should have retossed it. Here comes Mason County back with it. Caden Reed gets it off to Hamilton. Hamilton bounces it inside. A great defensive effort by Wilburn to get a hand in front and dive and bat the ball out of bounds. It was ticketed inside for Jake Feldhaus. Out to inbound is Caden Reed. Floats it out to Horch. Inside it goes to Feldhaus, and he puts it up and in. First bucket goes to Mason County. Comes Round County back with it. Myers to Watson. Off to Wilburn. Ingles has got it. Off to Braden Myers to Deshaun Watson. He penetrates. Bounces baseline to Maxey. This will be a very physical team, and the Reed brothers are extremely physical. With it, Deshaun Watson out between the circle. And now Braden Myers comes and gets it. Inside to Deshaun Watson. Goes up underneath and rolls it in. Tied at two. Then it comes to Hamilton. Makes about a three-pointer. Now comes from cross court with it to Caden Reed. Inside Feldhaus, he puts it up and in. 4-2. The Royals lead. Braden Myers has it out front. The Reed brothers, if you try to get by them, they will just grab you. Myers bounces it off. Right elbow jumper by Maxey's good. Then tied at two and at four. Inside it goes to Feldhaus. A cheap foul called on Colby Wilburn, his first. Tell you what, you like some of those that aren't faux fouls or whatever called, but that one barely in contact. Inside, that's a walk. Oh, this crew has started out like you could not believe. They didn't call the walk, they called the foul, and Sean Thacker is just standing there in disbelief. So free throws for Horch. Horch makes it. Didn't catch who the foul was on. Horch puts the next one up. It's also good. 6-4. County back with it. Watson stops with a little 16-footer. Good So we've been tied at 2-4-6. Ball's loose. Brown kind of gets it. Into Braden Myers. Works it against the man-to-man. He's picked up by Caden Reed. Off to Deshaun Watson, right side to Ingles. Back out to Watson. Wilburn takes it right side. He goes baseline. Picks it up, bounces back to Maxey. Straight away between the circles to Myers. Braden Myers goes to the left elbow, picks it up. Maxey, long three-pointer straight away. Perfect. And that's their first lead change of the game. Maxey has five, and Round County leads by three. Deep with it. Adjacent to the logo is Blake Reed. Comes right side to Caden Reed. Inside knocked away, but it gets in the hands of Feldhaus, and he puts it up and in. A little garbage basket there, but hey, he had a chance to get it and grab it and put it in. 9-8 Round County by one. Braden Myers goes underneath, puts it up. Good. Braden Myers has his first two. Round County back up by three, 11-8. Mason County just about throws it away, but they recover it. And now with it right side is Blake Reed. Blake Reed into the lane. Puts it up. Good. Brown County Reed lead down to one. Deshaun Watson takes it coast to coast and puts it in. And a timeout taken by Brian Kirk. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. 4 minutes. We're exactly halfway through this first quarter, and it's 13-10 Round County. Nice crowd on hand for a regular season contest here in the historic field house in Maysville. They still got the old Maysville High School gymnasium down. They've got two historic arenas. Ready for Mason County to play at the length of the floor. Caden Reed to Blake Reed, and he gets it back, and he's in front court. And Walt, stepped out of bounds. Feldhaus got a dunk out of it, but he went baseline and stepped on the out of bounds line. Let's see, man to man. Yep, still man to man. Mason County will almost always stay there. Off to Wilburn. Braden Myers goes baseline. Wilburn goes in the lane. Little floater up. Bounces no good. Rebound taken by one of them. Hamilton got the layup on an assist by Caden Reed. Ingles broke free, but from behind, Feldhaus came and blocked it out of bounds. 13-12, Round County by one. They have an inbounding from their own, underneath their own basket. Off to Myers, fallaway jumper, good. He's got four. Round County back up by three, 15-12. Feldhaus. Long three-pointer, no good. And it's saved in, but Round County intercepts it. Braden Myers. Sean Watson, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Slade White. He throws it off of a Mason County player, and Round County will keep it. 2:47 to go in the first quarter. And we are located behind the scorer's table with officials and coaches and fans walking by. And it comes to White. Out to Myers. Ray Myers gets it off to Wilburn. Penetrates down the lane, puts it up, no good, and that'd be a foul. Fieldhouse. His first, team's first. Wilburn will shoot two free throws. He's a 74% free throw shooter. Free throw up, and it rims in. 4-point lead for Brown County. Gavin Myers checks in, and Eagle sits down. And that free throw, no good short. Ball deflected out of bounds by Gavin Myers, but Mason County will keep it. 2:27 to go. First quarter, 16-12, Round County. Charge called on Mason County. Hamilton, his first, team's first. Grant County gets it back, up 16-12. Deshaun Watson comes out and gets it. Rose left with it, bounces inside the slate line. Kicks it out. Wilburn, three-pointer right side. No good. Rebound. Here comes Caden Reed. And a foul. Missile. Fouls on Braden Myers. Gets his first. It's the team's third. And it comes to Feldhouse. Puts it up. No good. Rebound off to Wilburn. Right side with it. Gavin Myers, his brother Braden. Three-pointer on the way by Braden Myers. No good. And off with the rebound was Torch. And a layup good by Horton. 16-14. 1:24 to go in the quarter. Floater by Deshaun Watson, and the foul goes on.
Hey, 43 baseline next time. 43 baseline.
And there'll be two free throws for Deshaun Watson. He's an 80% free throw shooter. Points for Deshaun Watson. He makes that one. White and Toby Wilburn will go out. In comes Jace Wilkinson. Winkleman, rather, and one more came back in. Maxie came back in. Free throw's good by Wilburn. 18-14. Head, they break the press and laying it up and in easily is Ringland Hamilton. 18-16, 107 to go. This is in the first quarter. Gavin Myers gives it to Weston Maxey. He goes down the lane, kicks it out. Shot up no good by Winkleman, and the rebound comes off to Mason County. Caden Reed with it. Goes under, puts it up. Actually, it was Blake Reed. Foul called on Winkleman, his first, team's fourth, with 40.3 seconds to go in the quarter. Free throw up. Good. He is a 80% free throw shooter. Deegan Rapp comes in for the Royals. Ingles comes in, and Gavin Myers will go. Also for Mason County, Marcus Gibbs comes in. And out goes Porch. Free throw up and good. We're tied at 18. 38 seconds to go in the quarter. Brown County with it. Maxey has it. Is that on the dribble? Gives it off to Winkleman. Left side, Watson with 20 seconds to go. First quarter, 18 apiece. Okay. 10 seconds, Watson. Goes right. She got to Braden Myers. Goes down the lane, puts it up and in. Brown County leads at the end of the first quarter over Mason County in the boys' game, 20-18. We'll be back with more here on WIVY after this.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At the conclusion of this game, we'll select the St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game. Mason County will have the basketball on the alternating possession to start quarter number two. Ingles, Winkleman, Maxey, Gavin Ramsey, and Deshaun Watson. Moving with it, Silly. Silly, who got in the game. Little Watson. Reed goes down the lane, kicks it back out. One Reed, Caden to Blake. Blake's got it. He drives. He has it knocked down, picked up by Winkleman. Winkleman has the ball knocked away and stolen. And it goes, put up and in by Caden Reed. Gavin Ramsey with it. Gets it out front to Winkleman. Off to Deshaun Watson. And we are now on their fifth tie of the game at 20. Watson goes up. Wow, they were slapping all hurt all the way over here. And no call. Reed has it blocked by Winkleman. And then Caden Reed gets it back and puts it up and in. Deshaun Watson lays it up on the end on the other end. The two lead changes. Round. And four ties. Shot up, no good. Rebound by Maxey. Shot was taken by Blake Reed. Maxey goes under, puts it up and in. Beautiful floater off the glass. 24-22. And Brown County's got to get back a little better than that. That was the third lead change, by the way. And Chase Winkleman gets his second foul, the team's first. Free throw line for two free throws is Rout. Puts it up and in. Rout, a 60% free throw shooter.
Oh,
Braden Myers and Kobe Wilburn back in for Kenny. And Rout puts it in. We're tied once again, this time at 24. 2, 4, 6, 18, 20, 22, and 24, the ties.
Hey, Kobe, over here. 23 baseline. 3 on the baseline.
But it is Gavin Ramsey, left side Wilburn. Back to Gavin Ramsey. He's around with it. Deep to Slade White. Now to Braden Myers. 5:47 go in the second quarter. Slade White gets it inside to Maxey. Braden Maxey with it deep. Gavin Ramsey in the corner. Slade White. And it's back out front. Braden Myers holding it now, gives to Gavin Myers. Inside. Wilburn, floater, good. I probably only see Gavin Ramsey once or twice more in this game to in honor of the 16th region official. But it's Gavin Myers and Braden Myers out on the floor right now. With it is Rout. Left side to Caden Ramsey, out for a long three-pointer by Hamilton. No good. In fact, it goes all the way out of bounds. Ingles back in, and Gavin Myers will sit down. A little pressure at midcourt. Ramsey bounces it off. Well, Wilburn turned. And now, fortunately for Round County, Mason County loses it out of bounds. Wilburn slashed into the middle and took a look to see if someone was coming on his left side. Took his eye off a pass that he didn't know was coming. Ingles, corner, Slade White. Underneath the Wilburn, puts it up and in. Wilburn with six now, 4-point lead for Round County. Ball thrown near side to Hamilton. Hamilton goes baseline and throws it away. Blake Reed was getting a quick rest. He's back in. And see what they're going to do. Now they've got the 2-2-1 half-court press. Engel bounces it ahead to Slade White. Back out to Engel. And Braden Myers has it. Corner goes. Wilburn fakes. Penetrates. Braden Myers goes down the lane. Kick out in the corner. Engel's three-pointer. No good off the front of the rim. Slade White grabs it. Goes up off the glass. Good. Slade White just went to war and got that one. He put it in. 6-point lead for Round County. Nice move by Blake Reed to spin one in right of the lane. 30-26 the score. 3:27 to go in the half. Slade White in the corner. Ingles. Ingles penetrates across. Bounces in the corner. Wilburn three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound Slade White. Puts it off to Wilburn. Bounces off to Max and throws it away. Caden Reed missed the layup. Ends up out to Blake. Caden Reed missed the shot. Blake Reed got it. Missed the shot. And we've got a foul. Slade White will get his first, team second. Watson comes back in. Underneath, and can't really see who has it. But they missed a shot, but get it back. And three-pointer on the way, good by Rout. 30-29, a one-point lead for Round County. Braden Myers, left side, three-pointer. Ingles, good. 4-point lead, 33-29. Maris gets his second foul.
At the line, Mike Green and Eagle have two.
Shooting free throw up and good is Blake Reed.
Returning from the Vikings, Gavin Myers.
Gavin Myers will come in, and Braden Myers will go out. He's got two fouls. 33-30. And that one's good. 33-31, 2:24 to go before halftime. Wilburn. Gavin Myers. Left side it goes. Ingles open from the corner. No good. And here comes Reed. Stolen away by Gavin Ramsey. Stolen back. And picked up by Rout. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound. No good. Wow. Deshaun Watson comes out with it. Off to Wilburn. Puts it in, and he's fouled. Somebody's going to get a foul. Foul will go on Tegan Rout, his first, team's first of the quarter. Wilburn, shoot a free throw. Puts it up, rolls around, and goes in. Brown County by five. They led, has led by as many as six. Caden Reed with it. Right side to Blake Reed. They look inside. Now he spins back out. It's to his brother, Hayden. Left side, open three-pointer away by Rout. Nope, dumps it inside instead. Put it up. No good. Rebound taken and blocked. Somebody did it. He had his shot blocked, but Slade White is going to get stuck with a foul. His second, team fourth. At the free throw line. Missing the ceiling. Braden Birchfield comes in. That one is up and no good. And rebound to Gavin Myers. Gives it up to Deshaun Watson. We got a minute 17 to go in the half. Round County leads 36-31. Corner it goes. Three-pointer on the way by Ingles. No good. And a foul called on Round County's Gavin Myers. A two-shot situation for Blake Reed. He's 4-4 from the free throw line. Puts it up. Good. 9 points for Blake Reed. And 10 points for Blake Reed. Lead is at 3, 36-33 with under a minute to play in the half. Deshaun Watson standing on the crown, the logo. Right side, Gavin Myers. Penetrates. Off to Deshaun Watson. Gavin Ramsey off to Wilburn. Hands off to Deshaun Watson with 22 seconds to go. Myers off to Wilburn. In the corner it goes. Ingles, three-pointer is good. 39-33, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Moving with it. Caden Reed out to Blake Reed. Three-pointer on the way. Good. So at the end of the first half, it's Round County 39 and Mason County 36. We'll be back with halftime scoring and more after this on WIVY.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree Cards, Yankee Candles, Leaded Crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and the good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off 564, loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Brown County led 20-18 at the end of the first quarter. Outscores Mason County 19-18 in the second period to lead 39-36 at the half. Mason County's biggest lead has been 2. Brown County's biggest lead has been 6. We've had 3 lead changes and ties at 2, 4, 6, 18, 20, 22, and 24. 7 ties in that first half. For Mason County, leading the way with 13 points, Blake Reed. 3 field goals, one of them a three-pointer, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. 4 points for Caden Reed. 4 points for Braylon Hamilton. Both of them had 2 field goals. 6 points for Jake Feldhaus, all in the first quarter when he got into foul trouble with 2 quick fouls. 5 points for Tegan Rout, a 3-point field goal, 2 of 2 from the line. 4 points for Cole Horch, a field goal, 2 of 2 from the line. And Landon Seeley missed 2 free throws in that half. 12 field goals for Mason County, 2 three-pointers, 10 of 12 from the free throw line, and 36 points. Of course, Rand County has certainly won the battle from the field, but unfortunately Mason County has gotten a few more free throw attempts. Round County led by Deshaun Watson and Colby Wilburn with 9 points each. Deshaun Watson's 4 field goals, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Kobe Wilburn, 3 field goals and 3 of 3 from the free throw line. 7 points for Weston Maxey, 3 field goals, 1 a 3-pointer. 6 points for Braden Myers, 3 field goals. 6 points for Jason Ingles, 2 3-point field goals. And 2 points for Slade White. 16 field goals for Round County, 3 3-pointers. And 4 of 5 from the free throw line and 39 points. Round County has outscored the Royals from the field 35-26. Actually, that's not right. 10 free throws to 4 free throws were the difference as far as that made in that first half. The winner of this one will move on to play Powell County, the second game of Thursday night's action at Fleming County. That's where the semifinals and finals of the 2A Championship Section 6 tournament. First one in this particular bracket, the boys' bracket, will be the second game on Wednesday night. Fleming County will play Greenup County, and then the Mason Round winner will play Powell County in the second game on Thursday night. Championship games on Saturday for both girls and boys. Round County girls, unfortunately, got eliminated after trailing by 21 points. Even in the third quarter, came back to cut the lead to as few as 6, but unfortunately lost 67-60 to Mason County. We'll be back with second half action after this on WIVY.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Your glass installed the right way.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in 6 struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau. Big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Set to go to second half action with Round County leading 39-36 over Mason County. Can't tell you who's getting the basketball because all the arrows are pointing, are somewhere pointing away from us where we can't see it behind the table. Round County has its starting five up. Ready to go. Fouls in that half. Well, surprise, surprise, 9 called on Round County, 4 on Mason County. Round County would probably take it when 2 of those fouls went on Jake Feldhaus early in the game. Round County is going to get the basketball to start this half. Starters most for both teams out there. Maxey bounces it in to Braden Myers. Crosses the logo. It's the zone. 1-2-2. Now, actually, it's a tandem 2-3. Looks like that's a Sean Thacker defense. Corner goes to Ingles. Back out to Braden Myers. Braden Myers. Yeah, they're going to spread to the. They're going to have to go to the middle of the floor with that one because they have spread the wings of the zone. Wilburn pops out and gets it. Inside it goes to Deshaun Watson. Fakes. Fall away 14 footer. Tried to bank it in. It didn't go. And here comes the Mason County Royals. Gets it into Jake Feldhaus. He puts it up and in. He's got 8. It's a 1-point lead. Him not playing much of that set, well, all that second quarter and much of the first. That was huge in that first half. Deshaun Watson bounces to Braden Myers. Deshaun Watson. Goes to Braden Myers, right side. The corner to Maxey. Back out to Braden Myers, Rand County. Slowing it down. Inside, Braden Myers. Shot, no good, but he's fouled. Foul is on Braylon Hamilton. His second and the team's first. And Braden Myers will shoot 2 free throws. Myers. Ready with the first free throw. Puts it in. An 83% free throw shooter. Round County as a team shooting 78%. Maris ready for the second one. And it's good. 41-38. Round County still by 3. 6:25 to go. Third quarter. Caden Reed. It off to Hamilton and takes it back.
Where's that, Wes?
And wow. Caden Reed just airmailed it from one side of the court all the way into the second row on the other side. And Round County gets it. Braden Myers walks it across the timeline. The widespread 2-3 zone defense. Off to Deshaun Watson. Off to Ingles. Braden Myers, left side. Now they've got Wilburn in the middle. He gets it. Bounces it out to Ingles. Skip pass across to Myers. And he comes out and gives it to Deshaun Watson. 5:34 to go in the third quarter. Ingles. Myers. Penetrates to the top of the key, inside to Wilburn, goes up with it, out to Ingles. Myers is grabbed. Well, Letty hung on to the basketball. Maxie, three-pointer, left side is good. Maxie with his second three-pointer. He has 10 points. Here's Mason County back with it. Down by six. That's Round County's matches. Round County's biggest lead of the game. Blake Reed with it outside, guarded by Maxie. Off to Caden Reed. Feldhaus gets it, looks inside. Hands off to Caden Reed. Now Blake Reed sets with a three-pointer, and it goes no good. Feldhaus gets it, puts it up and in. 10 points for Jake Feldhaus as he dominates inside. And it's 44-40. Ingles, three-pointer. Boy, that he rushed that one, and it didn't even draw iron. And here comes Mason County back with it. Ball loose on the floor. And all right, I guess we'll have a jump ball, and it should be Mason County. Tegan Rout back off the bench and in. He had 5 points in the first half. And Caden Reed will come off. Inside, Feldhaus puts it up and in. That's a nice play. He's got 6 points this half, 44-42. Maxie, Braden Myers. Inside, Wilburn turns around, no good, tapped up by Maxie, and then tapped out. Wilburn gets it, and he has it stolen away. And Feldhaus lays it up and in, and we're tied at 44. First tie since 24. .341 to go in the third quarter. Maxie has a shot blocked by Seeley. And a layup and in by Phil. He's got 10 in the half and a lead change. That's their fourth lead change, and Mason County leads it 46-44. Grand County tried to slow it up against this zone, and that's exactly what Mason County wanted them to do. Deshaun Watson. Watson left side, Myers. Wilburn thinks about a three-pointer. They back off of him, and he takes it. No good. Rebound, Feldhaus. Here comes Reed off to Feldhaus. He charged. They didn't call it. And they let Hortz tap it in. Four-point lead for the... Yes. 48-44, and that is the biggest lead of the game for Mason County. And Feldhaus charged, they absolutely did not call it. Well, you could have had to call a block. You had to call one or the other. But they called neither. Braden Myers, Deshaun Watson. Goes around the left side to Maxie by way of Watson. Watson between the logos, penetrates. Braden Myers. Ingles gets it, bounces it right side to Deshaun Watson. In the middle, it goes to Wilburn. Out in the corner, Maxie's three-pointer, good. Weston hot tonight. He's got 3 three-pointers. He's got 13 points now, and a 30-second timeout taken by Round County as they cut the lead back to one at 48-47. With 1:27 to go in the third quarter. Jake Feldhaus, 10 points in this quarter, 16 for the game. Feldhaus is just a sophomore, 6'4 or taller. Averaging 11.8 points and 7.2 rebounds. Yeah. 7, the margin. 12-8, excuse me, the margin for Mason County in this half. Grand County pressing in backcourt. And it comes to Caden Reed. Angles. The ball bounces back and hits our equipment. Unfortunately, we're still working. With it, Caden Reed goes right with it. Gavin Myers just checked back in the game. Inside Feldhouse, up and in. 50-47, 3-point lead for Mason County, Round County, with less than a minute to go, has it out front. Braden Myers, Maxson. Braden Myers, left side, Wilburn. Right to Braden Myers. Right corner to Gavin Ramsey, out to Braden Ramsey. Gavin Ramsey drives, inside it goes, left side, left corner. That went to Maxie, to Ingles, and now Myers. Under 30 seconds to go now in the quarter. Inside the Wilburn, left side, Ingles, across to Maxie. Gavin Ramsey at 20 seconds has it. Off to Braden Ramsey. 11 seconds, Round County goes to work. With it. If it goes, Gavin Ramsey, three-pointer on the way. No good off the back of the iron. Ball's loose. And, wow, I'll tell you what, would not have counted, but I don't know if that was Feldhouse or Horch grabbed it off the rim and threw it the length of the floor, and it hit the front of the rim. At the end of three quarters, Mason County leads Round County 50-47. We'll be back after this.
Caskey's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
On we go to the fourth quarter. That was a good quarter for the Royals, outscoring Round County 14-8 to turn a three-point deficit into a three-point lead. Round County will get it. Side midcourt. Slade White is in. Maxie is getting a break right now. John Watson on the logo with it. It's man-to-man. Braden Myers comes and gets it. Penetrates, goes to the free throw line, kicks out to Gavin Myers. Wilburn gets it. Slade White. Out to Braden Myers. Braden Myers goes under, puts it up. I tried a little too hard to make it too cute. And here comes Mason County with it. Hamilton. Cross court pass. In the corner it goes. And underneath, up good. Count it. It'll go to the free throw line. And scoring it was Horch on a nice pass from Blake Reed. Sean Watson gets his first. Horch will shoot a free throw. Six-point lead now. 53-47. Wilburn. Deshaun Watson takes it left side from Gavin Myers. Bounces off to Wilburn. Braden Myers. Corner it goes, Slade White. Straight away, Wilburn. Three-pointer on the way. Wilburn, good. Wilburn's got 12. Cuts the lead in half, 53-50. Mason County, 6:42 to go. Straight ahead with it is Fieldhouse. Thinks about a three-pointer. Has it knocked away.
Watch 23 on the screen. They're running basic hollow.
Left side goes to Caden Reed. Goes into the lane. Backs it out. Floats it baseline to Fieldhouse. Knocked away, though, and coming out with it is Round County. Three-pointer by Wilburn, no good. Gets it off to Braden Myers. Three-pointer by, that was by Deshaun Watson, and Fieldhouse comes off with the rebound. And County got nice shots there, couldn't get him to fall. Porch is called for an illegal screen. His first. Team first out of the quarter. 53-50. Mason County leads by three. Brown County has the basketball. Deshaun Watson in the right corner. Inside, Wilburn, shot up, no good. Nice offering of the shot by Fieldhouse. Shot from the left corner, good. That's by Rout. He's got eight, couple of three-pointers. Back to a six-point lead. Ingles comes in and Slade White will go out. Round County inbounds in front of her, their own basket. Out front with it is Wilburn. Inside it goes Braden. Gives it off to Wilburn, flips it up and in, going by him, out of contact, but he doesn't get to shoot any free throws. 56-52, four-point lead for Mason County. Straight away, Fieldhouse. Left side to Caden Reed. Three-pointer on the way. Good. That was by Hamilton. And Mason County takes a 30-second timeout. .429 to go. 7-point lead now for Mason County. That is their biggest of the game. Pause there just a minute to listen in to Fishel and Sean Thacker. Sean took it as far as he could take it, then turned his back and went to the huddle. Brown County gets set to come the length of the floor. Ingles has it. Left side to Braden Ramsey by way, Braden Myris by way of Gavin Myris. Ingles, baseline, cross court pass to Maxey. Grand County having kind of trouble getting shots now. Ingles, Maxey, three pointer by Maxey, good. And Round County takes a 30-second timeout. Maxey now with 4 3-pointers and 16 points in this game. 3:50 to go in it. 4-point lead for Mason County, 59-55. Looking back to that first game for these two teams early this season, that Round County won 86-77. They outscored Mason County 29-21 in that final period. Round had a 1-point lead going into the final period, came back, added to that, went 86-77. Mason County will play at the length of the floor. Round County looks like they're set up in a 1-2-2 half court, actually three-quarter court press. Hamilton. Ball knocked away, and who's going to get it? Caden. Gavin Myris does. He's got it away from Braylon Hamilton. Grand County with it. Maxey needs help. And he's fouled. Caden Reed gets his first foul. That's the first foul on the Reed brothers in this game. Wow. Ramsey gets it in to Ingles. Cross-court pass to Maxey. Now Braden Myris has it. Ingles. The corner to Gavin Myris. Braden Myris goes baseline. Bounces out to Maxey, left side. Ingles goes under and throws it away. Here comes Mason County with it. And once again, that's one of Caden Reed's favorite passes. He sails it cross court and into the second or third row behind the Mason County bench. 2:54 to go in this one. 4-point lead for Mason County. Gavin Ramsey, three-pointer, good. Gavin Myris. Myris. 59-58. Hamilton has it. Foul called on Jason Ingles, his first. Two free throws for Braylon Hamilton, 77% free throw shooter. Puts it in. Next free throw up, also good. 61-58. Round County trails by three. Braden Myris hands it off to Gavin Myris. Comes all the way around, goes under, puts it up, and it will not fall. Here comes Mason County back with it. Foul called on Braden Myris. His third. With a 3-point lead, Mason County will have it side front court. Lob pass across to Fieldhouse. Out to Hamilton. Gets it off to Caden Reed. Off, shot up, no good. Batted around, Round County gets it. Knocked down. Round County hit a little bit. And finally, he takes a timeout. Full timeout taken by Round County with a minute 39 to go on this one. 61-58 Mason County. Back after this on WIVY.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Minute 39 to go. Round County has the basketball. Mason County has a three-point lead. And it comes to Braden Myers. Deshaun Watson has it. He penetrates. Hands off to Wilburn. And goes all the way around. Out to Braden Myers. Minute 22 to go. Braden Myers gets fouled. Caden Reed gets his second. Team's third. Wilburn will inbound. Into Maxey. Braden Myers. Up to Maxey. And we're approaching, well, got 1 minute and 10 seconds to go in the game. Braden Myers penetrates back to Deshaun Watson. Under, now down to 55 seconds. Maxey, Wilburn, penetrates, goes in, puts it up, and in. 1 point lead for Mason County. They're going to have to foul quick because Mason County takes a full timeout. 24.3 seconds to go. Mason County has the basketball and a 61-60 lead. They took away the three-pointer from Round County on the end earlier, but Round ended up getting a good two-point basket from Wilburn. And we don't have much long to play. Round County only has three fouls. They have to give a foul before they can put Mason County at the line. You give that foul trying to make a steal. Yeah, the crowd's got their money's worth for both of these games here tonight. Unfortunately, the Lady Vikings lost 67-60. And here we are with 24.3 seconds still, and the Round County Vikings boys are trying to come back and win this one. Near side, it will be Braylon Hamilton to inbound. Ball in backcourt. Well, they need to get the foul. They finally do. And now they can put them at the line. 19.8 seconds to go. This will not be a shooting foul, but the next one will. Ball comes up. Ball stolen away. And stolen back. Saved in. Let's see, we've got blocked totally. They're going to call a foul on.
And time is out. Time out, Benson. That's a call timeout.
Did they call a foul? They signaled 12. I don't think. I don't think he was in the game. Might have been. They slipped him in right at the last second there during that timeout. 13.1 second. Good ball game for the fans. Coaches had to sweat this one a little bit. Come back out. Well, they didn't call a foul. I don't have any idea what they were signaling. They were signaling 12. Yeah, well.
And time is
9.4 seconds. And they had him in a trap, gave him a timeout that he didn't call.
Correction, no timeout.
Now they're trying to explain it, but there's no explanation for it. When you had the team in a trap and they gave a team a timeout that he didn't call, you can't put them back in the trap. Welcome to 10th Region Officials. Braylon Hamilton will shoot two free throws. He's a good free throw shooter. 2 of 2 in this game, and 77% on the field, on the season rather, and he hit that one. 62-60. Second free throw here. And it's good. And a foul, Watson.
Foul number 2, Caden Reed, his third.
They fouled, but that was only the fourth. It was a foul they had to give, and it was a good play.
And time is out on the floor.
A timeout taken by Sean Thacker. Now he 5 seconds to get a three-pointer off. And I would expect that Mason County very well may foul quickly. Marion County just to our right, drawing up the play. Looks like they're going to have the lineup. Starting lineup is going to be out there for Marion County of Watson, Maxey, Ingles, Myrus, and Wilburn. A few moments ago, they gave Ryan Kirk, the coach of Mason County, a timeout that he didn't call. And Round County had the Mason County player in the as far away from the Mason County basket as you get in a trap. In the corner of the floor. And you couldn't recreate that when he said, oh, we made a mistake, he didn't want a timeout. Graham County has it beside their bench. Here's a break. Ball's knocked away and stolen. And it will go to Mason County. I think they were actually trying to foul. They didn't even get a call of foul in that instance. But it's Mason County 63, Round County 60. That's a final score. Mason County will advance on to the semifinals of the boys' Kentucky 2A Championship Sectional Tournament on Thursday night in Fleming County. We will get ready, get the stats put together, scoring put together, give that to you, and we'll get our postgame show underway here in a moment on WIVY.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. 2 coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owensville.
It was Round County 20-18 at the end of the first quarter, 39-36 at the half, trailing 50-47 at the end of three, and each team scored 13 points in the fourth quarter. Mason County won it 63-60. Round County outscored Mason County 54-48 from the field. That's probably coming on the road in the 10th region is not anything that's a big surprise. For Mason County, 18 points for Jake Feldhaus. 12 of those in the second half because he's in foul trouble early in the first half. 13 points for Blake Reed, 11 for Braylon Hamilton, 9 for Cole Horch, 8 for Tegan Rout, and 4 for Caden Reed. 22 field goals for Mason County, 4 of them three-pointers. 15 of 17 from the free throw line and 63 points. These two teams shot 75% and 78% coming in from the free throw line, and Mason County was 15 of 17 and Round County was 6 of 7. For the Vikings, 16 points each for Weston Maxey and Colby Wilburn, 9 points for Deshaun Watson, 8 for Braden Myers, 6 for Jason Ingles, 3 for Gavin Myers, and 2 for Slade White. 23 field goals for Round County, 8 of them three-pointers, 6 of 7 from the free throw line, and 60 points. Our St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game, Weston Maxey. He co-team high 16 points. He had 4 three-pointers, 3 of those in the second half, and again, total of 16 points. Biggest lead for Round County was 6. Biggest lead for Mason County was 7. We had 8 ties at 2, 4, 6, 8, 20, 22, 24, and 44, and 4 lead changes. Round County is now 8-6 on the season. Mason County is 8-5 on the season. Tough night for both Round County teams. And, of course, Olivia Beach was hurt in the end of that first game. Just talked to some folks that said she was talking over at the facility, and they didn't really know any more than that at this time. Round County was 23 of 45, 51% from the field, 8 of 21 from behind the arc, 38%, and 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Mason County, red hot, 22 of 35 from the field, 62.9%, 4 of 9 from three-point range, 44%, and 15 of 17. That's 88.2%. Both teams over 80% from the free throw line. Rebounding-wise, wow. The stats from the Mason County crew has 25 rebounds for Mason County, 12 for Round County. And they didn't miss. There weren't as many rebounds as you would normally think because neither team missed a whole lot of shots. Leading rebounder for Mason County, with 6, was Reed, Caden Reed. I would have thought that would have been Feldhaus, even though he was out for much of the game. For Round County, leading rebounder with 3 was Slade White. 14 fouls called on Round County, 9 on Mason County. The largest lead, again, was 7 points. We told you that. Mason County had a 15-3 run in the game, and Round County had a 10-2 run in the game. Off turnovers, Round County got 11 points to 7 from Mason County. Second chance points, Round County got 3 and Mason County 7. And off the bench, Round County 5 and Mason County 8. It was an exciting game. Feldhaus was 9 of 11 from the field. 18 points and 5 rebounds. Quite a game for the sophomore. Checking a couple things here. Yeah. All right. Again, Marion County won the battle from the field, but did not get as many free throw attempts. But both teams shot well from that free throw line. We'll continue our post-game show after this on WIVY.
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
And start time, just check.
30. All right, back with Coach Sean Thacker. Coach, you know, it's tough to lose a game. You really want to win, but with what your play down in Florida and this back-to-back-to-back-to-back, it's been a really good stretch for your team.
Yeah, you know, and playing high-quality teams, and, you know, now we've lost back-to-back games that were one-possession games, and, you know, it's, you know, we just got to figure out learning how to, you know, last year we would be in games, but a lot of times it was, you know, the third quarter into the fourth quarter, the game would slip away from us, and it really wouldn't be. We'd have to fight back and try to make a game of it down the stretch in a lot of cases. But, you know, we're getting to where against good, really good teams that we're in the game, we just have to find ways to make game-winning plays. And whether that's, you know, get that defensive stop, or whether it's to get that rebound, whether it's to get that execute a play to get a bucket, you know, we took good care of the ball tonight, which I'm extremely proud of. But, you know, we just got to find ways to win the game. You know, we're shooting the ball well enough, you know, that we ought to be able to find a way to win. But we got to get better defensively. Teams are just shooting too high a percentage against us. And, you know, I think where our guys are committed defensively, it just, you know, we're just struggling, you know, with being able to completely get stops, especially around the rim.
Tell you what, you're getting close to 80% free throw shooting. That's a key many times.
Yeah, you know, just getting there more. You know, on the road sometimes it's tough. It's tough to get there as much as your opponent when you're on the road and out of region. You know, and that kind of makes for you know, tough sledding, and it means you got to be better. And you know, we just got to continue to work and you know, keep believing in each other and keep fighting and you know, get better as we get into our 16th region schedule.
And from time to time, everybody steps up and makes the play that needs to be made.
Yeah, you know, and it's, you know, we just, we're close. We're close. We just gotta figure out a few more things. I feel like we're knowing what pieces we have, how to utilize those pieces, and to be able to get some things out of them. And, you know, we got to continue to, you know, just continue to get better and grow. You know, example, you know, we talked about Weston having to step up and kind of be one of those guys that that steps up and makes some shots. You know, you can't rely on Braden. You can't rely on Kobe to carry that load every night. And for him to step up, that's a big positive for us tonight. You know, we've got we got that to build on. You know, J.A., you know, got some clean looks tonight, 2 for 8. So he's, you know, he's going to start making those. And, you know, we're going to get there. We're going to get some more scoring from different places. You know, Deshaun's been scoring the ball well. And so we just got to continue to trend that way.
Even now when Weston Maxey's missing a shot, it still looks good.
Yeah.
Perfect rotation right on line.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so we like where we are. We wish we, you know, could have came away with a win here tonight, but we get a chance to get in the gym tomorrow and work on getting better.
Back to school tomorrow, right?
Back to school, back to practice, and get into a normal routine here.
All right, Coach. Well, I wish we'd moved on. It was because your team's playing really well, and they're really exciting to watch. I watched them again. I've got to watch the stream from down in Florida and whatever like that, and they're just really fun to watch.
Yeah, yeah, it's a fun bunch to coach, and we're going to continue to work and get better here.
All right, Coach, thanks. All right. Ram County falls short here on the home floor of Mason County in the historic Fieldhouse. Both teams did. The girls played really hard, came back from 21 points to get to 6 and lose 67-60. And the boys lose 63-60 and do a lot of things well and only commit 5 turnovers in the entire game. I want to thank the folks here at Mason County for their assistance, Coach Thacker and his staff, and everybody with Round County Athletics. It was a good game, and just one you wish you could have been on the top end. Once again, the final scores in the girls' game, it was Mason County 67-60. In the boys' game, it was Mason County 63-60. Until next time, got to thank Owen Mundy, our studio controls. He had a long night. We threw him a few curveballs, and he handled it, and appreciate that. But until next time, this is Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Boarhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.